The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, June the 5th, 2026.
Already? Wow.
June the 5th.
Yeah, Lord.
Damn near missed the intro again.
Oh, yeah, we were just in here chumming it up.
Kind of bull studding around.
Yeah, it's
like we did a couple weeks ago, and like, oh, hell, the song's almost over.
Uh-huh.
Should probably come in here and do this.
Well, I mean, people generally like this song. I'll tell you what. Over the years, I can't think of any other song, and most people do. And now, I guess, with Shazam, 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 and other applications on your device, you can just say,
"Oh, Siri,
hey, what song is this playing?
Who this is?
But years.
Who that?
Of us using Pantera. Oh, let me turn my volume off. Using Pantera as the open song so many times. Hey, what's that song y'all play? Who does that song? Is that an original song y'all had made for the show? I'm like, Lord God, no.
Yeah, that's how they were with Son of a Bitch, Give Me a Drink.
Yes. That's the best one.
You think out of all of them?
I think it was kind of...
Well, Paige just took a hit off her bong, if you were wondering about
that. God almighty, boy, that's a...
It's a big one, isn't it?
You got a big... It's a big one.
Oh, wow. Look at this contest.
I know. Yeah. Is mine bigger?
Couple big bulls walking. I ain't talking about the lesbians either.
You know what? From a distance, hers looks bigger.
But it's the same.
But when we put them up side by side, ours are the same length and girth.
Oh.
Text in right now what you think we're talking about. What you think we're talking about.
I'm competing against both of those today. Y'all two are going to be like literally wrestling here soon.
We're going to arm wrestle at 8:10.
It's going to be fun.
What else do you have beside it?
I have
I like this.
You want one? You want it?
No, is that the kind you...
That's a special kind.
That's the kind you eat to make you doo-doo.
It is. Supports gut health.
What a pleasant way to say that.
Giving them guts.
Give them time, and eventually, it'll eventually get to the point. You know, like the freeing commercials they now have for women and their sanitary napkins. I always thought that was the stupidest word in the world. All napkins should be sanitary. No?
I would hope.
Really should be.
Sanitary napkins, or and then the word, douche became a derogatory term. Oh. Usually against men, once again,
Well,
a man is a weakling, we call him a pussy.
Or a bag.
I mean, it's weird. It always reverts to, don't call a woman a dick, do
no.
you?
Oh, well, no. Yeah, I've known a few.
Well.
Yeah.
You probably knew some who had them.
Probably.
The circles you run in, woman.
Hey. It just happens to be where I work. I can't help it.
Jesus. We were doing our thing about, hey, we need to get a listener from, each ethnicity or whatever to get on our...
We already got a Portugal.
Our League of Nations, where if there's a question that, hey, is this offensive, we would just call that person. Notice we never have any need for any from the LGBTQ+, because Paige has that whole down alphabet covered just on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. She could fire off a text or say, hey, come on here and tell us what this means. What is bussy? Please come on here and tell us.
Oh, Lord.
did educate her on docking that time.
Yeah, that's true.
She didn't know about that.
I thought it was a boat. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what bussy was until I saw a sign at the Pride Parade. I'm like...
Yeah.
Let me look this up real quick.
I know, and it's so crazy because that was an old man from my childhood, and he didn't do anything weird to me or anything. It was just that was his name, Old Man Bussy.
Lord.
There was this big lesbo doing, like, welding art or whatever, like torch art.
Yeah.
And she was making them, like, on site. I was like, this is kind of cool.
Wow.
Paige. Hot and gay at the same time.
That's your AI idea of the day.
I can't do it today.
Why? Are you out of credits?
No, you're so busy.
Out of credits. No, okay, I'll tell you why. Because
I don't have any more coins.
Well, I didn't pay that subscription because my debit card was stolen. So I
what?
Well, hang on a second.
My God.
Hang on.
The life you live. I swear.
So until I get the new card,
I think you are AI. No. I think Paige has been a robot this entire time, because that's why sometimes there's like those buffering issues. That's a good example right there. You're amazing at that, the way you do that, the computations of doing that.
I do it for my other stuff, you know, because I need
OnlyFans.
Artwork. Yeah, I need artwork that's, you know, nice.
Yeah. Hold on, Joe's tuning out right now.
You got too many problems, man.
Yeah, that was a good call to get. I mean, for all many reasons, but I literally kept thinking of
he
that.
He was great.
I was like, you know, on one hand, you have, and we're all over the place already, as usual, but on one hand, you know, like when you go through, and I truly believe that most of them are being honest, but, you know, Paige, like when your brother passed, or Fatboy, when your dad passed, even though, you know.
Part of them's in the office right now.
The situation that it was. When, you know, my mom and dad passed, like, you know, we share that, and people are, this is for you right there, Joe.
This is it.
God, find a version of this
in Portuguese. There we go. Hang on a second.
There's got to be a version of Hey Joe like by Jaime Hendrix.
I love it.
Got to be.
See, when it's fun to talk internationally, and you don't want to step on toes. You just want to sit around, cut up, and... Now, you can go too far with it, Tony Hinchcliffe, but many will just walk right up to the line and step away.
Bleep, bleep,
but you have people say, you know what, I heard that, it made me think of my mom or my dad or miss my brother, and like, you know, people are like, thanks for sharing that, you know. But then you have people like Joe.
Yeah.
Again, Joe, don't take this to heart. It's just a great example. Joe's like, make me, you know, I'll do the impression. He said we could. Make me laugh, man. You know, I don't want to hear about your personal problems.
He's right.
Personal is problems. This it, really?
Well, hang on a second.
I love it.
That's still real Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, so the best I'm going to be able to do is Spanish, but this had Spanish subtitles.
Oh, that's for like a Mexican, that's for when they do karaoke night at Monterey's.
But now I know Hey Joe is Oi Joe in Spanish.
Oh.
Oi.
That's what it said, Oi Joe.
Oh, I think that's an Australian, I believe. Oi, 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 Joe.
Maybe this might be it.
I don't even... Oh, that'd be so awesome. This is why you need to listen live and... Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I love it.
How cool
this
is
for
that?
For you, Joe.
Dispararle a mi mujer con otro hombre me ha engañado.
Now here's another question. I'm full of them today.
You are always full.
I'm the Riddler right now. I feel like there's question marks all around me.
That's why we need an intern to take notes, because I'm tired of taking notes.
I did it with my phone one day and it just stopped because it was just full of words of, you know, trying to go back and look at the transcript. On Spanish radio stations, which there are some, do they only play like your traditional Mexican / Spanish music? You know, maybe work in some Estefan, maybe Bad Bunny, but do they do cover songs like this?
I don't think so, right? They have the same licensing.
They should. This would be huge in Berea right now. I mean, the place would, couches would be a fire. In a celebratory way, though, not in the, you know, it's like the when your team wins the NCAA playoffs, you set a couch on fire in celebration or in loss. It's just a way to show that passion.
Whatever club that is in the old bowling alley would be going nuts.
Oh man,
not Carnival, that's across the street.
Oh yes. Oh man, I know someone who used to live like within walking distance from there, and they moved out of that area. I don't know why.
That taco truck right there on the corner of Cedar Lane and
Hills. It's like the man.
It's the only reason people go to that gas station is because of that taco truck.
I tell you, there's a.
It's not a strip club, by the way.
I won't say exactly where it is. I mean, if you like ask me, I'll in person or
if
whatever.
If you see I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's a look for Matt Man. He'll tell you the answer. It's like Pokemon Go. It's not just. I'm very particular about food, and I don't care what the ethnicity of the food is. I look at what the building looks like. I look at how clean it looks, this, that, or the other. And I absolutely judge books by their covers when it comes to restaurants.
But you got to look at the people first, right?
You have to look at the people that are going there. That's another key element. You have to look at the people who go there. Just because it's a bunch of fancy-ass dressed people, you might go there. You see the portions at these big-ass rich restaurants?
Yeah.
The portions are tiny. Yeah, you go to Burger King and they Whopper Junior size your regular Whopper, and you're like, what the hell, Burger King?
Used to be a Whopper. Like, now it's a Whopper.
Don't talk to me. You're the king. You go talk to yourself in the mirror and complain. That's their new ad strategy.
They say you rule. I'm saying, no, you rule for overcharging me for
you
smaller food.
You shrunk the burger. But meanwhile, you'll go to Blankety Blank on the Blanky River, and you'll pay $170 for a steak that's about the size of a jar of beard butter. I'm sorry. It's just on the mind.
Or
but yay
balls
big.
Make butter.
Yeah. But yay big. Okay, so... it's like, hey, let's go by this place and get, let's call them Blancos, because I don't want to say what kind of food it was.
Blancos.
Somebody get Blancos at this place, and I'm like, where is it?
I've never heard of this.
And they're like, it's over there. Like, oh, and they're like, no, but, and I was like, I've never heard of that. And he's like, well, it's only open after dark. And then they're open like after dark until like 2 a.m. And I and it's cash only. And I'm like, that's like they don't want to be on the books. They wait till the cops go to bed and open up for business.
At this point, you might as well close up. If something happens to the machines and you have to be cash only, you might as well close.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy.
Truck stop at the state line.
It works at this place because I said, you know what? I'm 50. I will take a chance. You know, in my 30s, 40s,
I wouldn't have done it.
But I'm like, I've lived this long, I'll take a shot. And I go in there, and I tell you what. I felt like it was like what Ellis Island looks like now. Well, that's not a good example. What the waiting room looks like at a border of your choosing. And... I'll tell you what, that was the best damn tacos I've had, boy. And I wasn't,
but you don't want to see how they're prepared.
It was right there in front of you. Right there. So simple, so basic.
I love that.
Good Lord.
What did the chef look like? Big guy, little guy? Big, was he big? Love big tacos.
Just your normal dude, you know?
He didn't do like the wink at you when he's making the food or whatever.
He kind of looked me up and down, but I was one of only two gringos in there.
No gringo.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are the best.
Yeah. Although I was told by a neighbor recently that when I do wear a towel on my head, it looks suspect because of the beard.
You might get a couple murdered out SUVs coming your way.
And I was like, hey, I wear a towel on my head after a shower? So I caught. I found out that he was peeking through my window.
I think I live beside a Cuban dictator. Send the SUVs now.
No, there comes the Nice Squad.
Wow.
La, 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 la. I'm going to sample some Spanish radio after the show. I just want to hear what they...
I think we sold to a Spanish station right on one of our frequencies.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Old, yes.
Religious stations and Spanish stations usually get a discount when it comes to these divestitures.
Several do. And you know what?
The former don't have to pay taxes on them.
I tell you what's weird, and I'm not bitching about it at all. Because, A, it is what it is, and I've dealt with it for 23 years. Is that, you know, the word minority means what it means. It means, it's a sampling of, so it's mine. But when it comes to ratings, they get a qualifier for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, a boost.
Yes.
It's not right, but you get it.
So, Paige, pick an ethnicity. Go!
Go! ethnicity, Caucasian.
That's not, okay. My bad. A minority. Anyone.
Asian.
Okay, I don't know that they have radio here. They have a lot of churches.
Asian radio.
But let's just say it is. They would get a qualifier on it. So their 100,000 listeners would then equal to 300,000 listeners.
We're making up people that don't exist.
Well, it's like New York and Minnesota. Now, is that fair? See, you don't get this on the podcast. It's music that Fatboy weaves in and out that just adds to it, and it just—I know it's early, but by God, I feel like it's worth it.
Your Tai Chi moment.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Looper. This is for you, buddy. I know you're doing naked Taekwondo on the deck right now.
I love it.
Anulibon, Asayi. 12 in a row.
Now, on one hand, there are more Caucasians, you know.
Too many, if you ask me.
Well, but, you know, because of that, they get the qualifiers. So, a lot of times, like I remember when, and this isn't a flex, but I mean, it kind of should be because no one flexes it for us. But, like, we've only not been number one. I'm not even, like, joking you. Like, I don't know the amount of time, but it's been like five times in a long
time.
In a long time that we, and this is the way we. I won't say who said this, but I'll just.
I wouldn't even allude to their existence on this earth. Or hey, did they live anywhere?
Hey, the numbers are in, and you guys are number one, non-ethnic.
Like what?
I'm like, do what?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What is you finna say?
Does that mean people not of this earth?
No.
What does that mean? Does it mean illegals? That's the weird thing.
I hope not, because that number took a huge dent in the past 2 days. Boy.
Yeah, but you know what's weird about that? Again, all over the place. But because I follow the White House on Instagram.
Oh, you got to have ballroom updates, right?
And
tore down the East Wing for this damn ballroom.
They're putting out these AI videos.
We love it. We love those.
It talks about alien files and aliens being tracked and all this stuff. And it turns out, and they put this website on there, and I'm like, do I get to go look at the classified stuff? And it's owned by illegal aliens.
Jeez, man.
Oh, not the space aliens.
I know. Which, at this point, I don't know which one I'm worried about more. That's the question space, of the probably. Day on Facebook. Which aliens are you worried about the most? The ones from the sky or the ones from over the fence?
I did see in New York City within 5 years, the Caucasian will be the minority.
It's
I think it's 5 years.
Somebody will hate me saying this, but it's pretty much London, England is there. Oh, yeah. Which I look, no. Whatever. I mean, it's just to point out, you know, it's a pointing out thing.
Population growth. If you think of how many people are having children right now.
Do you think racists start that rumor like that just to get, you know, people from here to go over there? Oh, you might feel better over there, you know.
That makes you wonder.
Start rumors like that.
China's having the same issue as Japan as far as future generations. Just the population's not there.
Yeah.
Because people can't afford to have children like they used to.
Well, now they're giving them, like, you know, benefits and credits to get married, to get pregnant. Would they allow us to come over there and, you know, help spread the seed, if you will? Like the Amerasian kids of Vietnam.
Getting off the plane, walking through the airport. Of course, you're not married in this little theory. This little analogy here. And all these geisha girls are just throwing themselves to you.
God, man. They do love us in Japan.
Yeah.
But, you know, some don't.
Yeah.
Some don't like the gaijin.
It's so strange.
Especially like, Yakuza.
They, it's a great bike. They, now, don't kill me for saying that.
I hope that's not what happened to that missing kid in Japan.
Oh, Lord, I saw that, man. Yeah. I saw that.
Explored on his own.
Like, that's scary. That's another thing, too. Like, Is that stuff our government puts out to make us scared to go live in other countries? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like how does it catch fire?
Because I know someone whose freaking sibling lives in Mexico. Lives in Mexico.
Like worry-free in Mexico.
Yeah. Like they live there and they're American.
Yeah.
And they don't have, it's not hatred against America or, oh, I'm leaving this country because of Trump. Like their job or essentially took them there. And they're pretty happy living there. That's wild.
I have cousins that live in Mexico because they started a business there. And
look at you with the pissing contest.
No, I'm not.
You know anybody who lives in Mexico?
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This sounds like another Sell You Medicine commercial song.
So, did you wake up and discover a bump on your gimmick and you don't know what it is?
Did you go to wipe and...
That's gross.
I know. I don't want to make fun of stuff like that because, Lord, you know, as you get older, you say, you know what? I don't know.
Do you wake up feeling not so special because you have ingrown chode hairs?
Oh, my God. Paige, I bet you... Not you personally deal with those, but I mean, like, you know, with your...
Yeah.
With your... just. Your thing.
It's all about the angles. So when Paige is doing her services, I don't know if people were standing up with a leg hiked up.
Did you go to put usually on your bra and say, oh, I wouldn't even say bra because it could be a man. Did you go to put on his shirt and say, wow, my nipples are really hard? And then you realize,
dang, if
that's not a nipple, that's a knot.
Oh, in your breasts?
I just said, that's why I didn't say breast. I didn't want to get bad juju on that. I don't mean that in a bad way either, scary. If that means anything. I was referring to Juju Watkins, the ladies' basketball player.
Oh, I'm picturing like a big bread knot at the end.
Oh, a knot of bread. Oh,
my
Jesus.
God.
This is like what it turns into.
This segment brought to you by Auntie Anne's.
That's awkward to say shit like football nipples or something.
And then you realized, nor is it, it's not even cold in here, but that's not your nipple. Then take this pill. May cause feelings of anxiety.
Oh, do you have
flatulence? None of them ever cause flatulence, do they? They don't.
I don't think so. That's never a side effect.
That would be pretty common, though.
Like you hear Hari Kari Suicida more than you do any of the other.
You have tough nipples. Take this pill.
Does your husband or partner, they would say partner now, does your partner complain your nipples are too hard like that of a number two pencil?
Do you have nipples like Catherine Martin's mother, the senator in Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, my God.
Take this pill.
That's so random.
Remember Lecter said that to her?
Toughened your nipples, didn't
he? Yeah, man. Like, you just pulled that one out of the ether. That was great.
I've only seen that movie one time.
Really? You got to go back and rewatch it.
I know, because I love that character.
Right before he kills Sergeant Pembry, he just rips his face off.
Try Nip Reduce.
Nip Reduce!
It's Nip Reduce.
When I went to see it.
You'll spell it with like no vowels. You know, it'd be just kind of very, decadent.
Even testimonials. I used to have huge nipples, and I was afraid to go outside in the summer. But when I took Nip Reduce, it looks like nothing's almost there.
May cause carotid arteries.
Yeah, chronic diarrhea, carotid arteries.
Some weird veins that look like a worm's going up the back of your leg.
What's another word for nipple?
May cause deep vein thrombosis, impotence, veiny nuts.
Exactly. But I'm a woman. Well, your husband may get it through osmosis.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you Googling?
What's another word for nipple?
I kind of want to know that, too. I took a double dose, and the nipples were inverted, guys. I don't have them anymore.
Areolas.
I think. Let's see, areolas, the whole circle, is what I've always
been that's called. That's what I mean when I say football nipples.
Yeah, not maybe the I should actual, say,
yeah, I said it wrong.
You don't mean like nipples are coming out looking like, that would be wild looking,
no,
wouldn't it?
No, just the... Well, just the fun
like some
part.
Kind of air balloon or something. That's a Goodyear blimp coming out of your boobs.
We should do a spelling contest today.
Why? What's the word that's hard to spell? What?
Oh, there's a lot of them in here. I spell knockers.
With a Z? Capital Z on the end. And a backwards K.
Well.
I mean, I'm just...
Fat Boy on purpose would spell nipples with a K. I know him.
You got to. Just like Con.
Con Knipples.
Oh.
Buzz Town.
What's a fussing name?
Buzz City. Is it Buzz City or Buzz Town?
Oh, Buzz City, God. Baby. Buzz City. The Hive is alive.
Buzz City.
I finally got a team worth watching.
Con Knipples.
They just figure out that Miles Bridges situation.
Yeah.
I gotta write down a stupid
Did I tell you that they're re-releasing the Kobe Mambas, the shoes, in Charlotte Hornets colors in tribute to him being drafted by the Charlotte Hornets?
God,
like, what a
why.
Slap in the face, but yet I'd love a pair. Although they're kind of loud.
You can't lay claim to that whole deal. You just can't do it.
Yeah, you didn't want to stay there.
Like, you drafted him and you traded him.
And then now Nike's going to make money off of that awful, awful situation. I mean, not the, yeah. You know, the situation of him. Although, I kind of had heat with Kobe over that.
Though. Do you know they actually call...
We got Vlade. They got Kobe.
You got Vlade.
Another word for nipples is Charlies. I've never heard of that.
Charlies. Well, by God, that's what they are now.
So, does it translate to Nipples Angels?
I would like to watch Charlie's Nipples. That would have been a fun show. But you never saw one.
Angels, it's me, Charlie.
Hey,
Charlie, quit smoking so much. It's not the way I talk. It's this damn intercom.
Good morning, Angel.
Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Charlie. Oh, man. What was it we were saying before we went on the air? Like, what show they should...
It was...
I mentioned something as an example.
Let me see if I can give you a hint. Jog your memory. I just don't want to say it.
Active mood. Walk my memory. I don't want to jog. I like to watch Paige jog in place on a trampoline. Oh, it looks like she's fighting herself, but anyway, she's getting punched in the face over and over. God, what was it? Such short-term memories. Maybe. Oh, yes. So Fat Boy said, I was using some analogy about Jack and...
Which is usually the go-to show for analogies that you use.
I watch it every night before bed. I do, literally.
Well, look, I mean, young Suzanne Summers.
I just love it. And I can turn it on within 5 seconds, know the episode.
So young John Ritter in those short shorts.
So weird.
Yeah, I just love that show. It's one of my favorite.
But Fat Boy's like, man, they should bring it back.
And no, leave it the way it is.
Surprised they haven't yet with old Dan Knotts.
Well, who owns... don't bring on somebody who's fully like Don Knotts. Someone who's kind of Don Knotts-y. Don Knotts-y. Anyway.
Don Knotts.
I said, they would just... Land? They would invert it now. And he said, what do you mean? Like, he thought I meant like Madea would take over. Like, it would be like... You know, like a black guy and two black girls living here. First off, this is when I need to call my black friend and say, man, how would that be received in the hood? First off, would the guy want to sit there and take the crap from two sisters?
Which, if you think about it, Living Single was a black version of the Golden Girls. They were both good shows.
Wow, so it was 227 in a sense.
Yep. Hal Williams was awesome.
Yeah, that's why you can never say I'm racist, because some of my favorite TV shows are black-only cast.
Yep.
Sanford and Son, sure, there was a Puerto Rican, but, you know.
Plus, I don't know that Grady was black, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he was. White. Whitman Mayo. But back to the other
show. Kim, suck.
I said, no, they would invert it, and it would be one woman living with two guys, and she'd have to pretend to be a lesbian.
Oh,
yeah, that's the way they.
She walks in with a choker on and a chain wallet. And yeah,
she has to. She has to like pick up a softball bat on the way out the door. So Mrs. Furley, yeah, they're going to change that to Mrs. Furley.
She got a mullet and a gold chain.
She's going to be like an old whore.
Oh God,
you know, she's going to be there. Larry will be Mary Dallas, and she'll be an old whore too, a younger whore. You know,
You cracked me up yesterday for the whole day, because I don't want to say who you were talking about, but you said she walks like she's got a blank, a D. You
Certain
said a big
people
D.
People have a walk. Like, that's the thing where, again, this is not any kind of whatever, and it's more like, I don't know. I feel very comfortable saying this with no shame or any of this, that, and the other. Like, Black dudes walk better than white dudes.
They have like swagger.
I mean, they really do. Yep. But and women sometimes have that too. Like some women, the way they carry themselves, they walk with not like, you know, putting on airs or whatever, but there's that just that classic woman walk. Just very nice walk or whatever. But then when you got a woman who's throwing legs out when she walks like she's Vince Dan McMahon.
That's me.
Or Mr. McMahon walking out.
Or a number one overall draft pick.
She's hiding something down there. And before anybody texts in, we're not talking about Big Mike Obama.
Dang it, man. What
we're not talking about Big Mike.
I hate laughing at that. I really do. But I don't know how you don't laugh at it. Just hearing it.
Well, and seeing it. It's wild. But anyway.
Dang it.
If you get to work today and you're the only person that showed up to work, your coworkers are probably illegal aliens. I'm just letting you know.
If Russ Castle were still here with us, I'm sure he'd love Big Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Moochelle was his go-to, but Big Mike probably would have replaced him.
Moochelle. Oh, Lord. Oh, rest in peace.
Dang it, man. She walks like she's got a blank.
She just, the way she kicks her legs out when she walks is like, man, she is like, I don't know. Maybe it's a flask, you know? Maybe it's a Wizinator. I don't know why you'd have one. But
Yeah, this person does dress like a dude, too.
Yeah, that right. Yeah. And I don't know their preference. It don't matter. It's just like something's concealed down there. I don't know if it's a Dugan or if it's a
Dugan.
You know,
there's a cranking
battery-operated boyfriend. Something's down there swaying around. That is a good text. Paige, can you put together a list? Oh, wait a minute. You won. Does the winner of Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah.
So you won the spelling bee.
How does that work?
Can you come up with words?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
So it's going to be a boys' version, right?
That sounded very mean. Can you come up with words? I didn't mean it that way.
I sure can.
Well, you didn't say it like, you know, can you come up with words?
Why are you making fun of people who are missing part of their tongue?
Like,
not fair.
Is this mono-imano? Competition.
It's not fair.
If you're ready.
GED versus high school diploma.
Get it on, boys. Have a competition. I'll administer the words.
Well, he went to a racist high school, but he still graduated at least.
No, I did not.
The generals. Come on.
Well.
It's 2026, buddy.
Okay. Then you have a problem with my car insurance too then, pal.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. You know, summer is almost here.
Let me play it off to Mike. Billy Corgan riding the roller coaster. All right, we're getting at the top of the hill.
Ooh.
Here we go, Billy.
Little
God, that was good, but what you said before that was gooder.
Oh, damn it. I accidentally opened the DM.
Oh, my God.
Hit that marked as unread.
Yeah, you better hurry up and unread that sucker.
So summer's almost here, so I had to ask a question to the room.
Thumb time.
Hey, Thumble.
21st is the first day of summer. So at what age do people start preferring to sleep rather than partying all night? Like, there were some parties going on in my neighborhood because the pool's open and people are out there by the pool having a good old time.
Well, it's got to be past the 20s because the 20s are all about trying to kill yourself by partying, staying up late, not taking vitamins.
What, so the question is, at what age do we stop wanting to party all night?
Do we prefer sleep over partying?
Oh. Man,
I'll say 30. Even 30. Even though that's kind of still borderline.
I don't know. I've only experienced this life, as far as I know. And with this job, there's been more availability of such. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So if I just stuck to delivering pornographic magazines, I don't know.
Where would you be today?
Probably still living in Easley.
We would.
Which, by the way, you made fun of Wade Hampton as saying it was a racist high school. Your high school mascot was toxic sludge, probably from a data center.
Wow.
Green wave. Green wave of what?
Oh.
Sludge off a data center.
Boy, that's odd you say that. Well, I don't want to say that.
What, you don't want to allude to what's really going to happen with the Speedway?
No, no, no. Do you know where your old, like, who lives in your old house now out that way?
No one.
Yet. Okay. It's destroyed all to hell because I was out that way. I'm like, oh, my God. What happened in this place? So you just, you mentioned, you know, you live in Easley. I was like,
oh,
this is...
Okay. Yeah. The Easley house?
Yeah, yours. Oh, yes.
No way.
What happened?
It's still there, but it's in awful shape.
Oh, Lord.
It looks terrible.
Even people aren't keeping it up.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, man.
It's like a wall's knocked
out. A single mom bought it and, like, redid a whole bunch of stuff. Of course, that's been 15 years. Oh, man.
Yeah, maybe someone's flipping it.
That was about the same time we'd go out on Thursday nights. Get sloshed. No thanks to you, Danny Morgan.
Lord.
Feeding the shots all night, knowing we got to work the next day.
Lord have mercy.
And... didn't you guys take a limo or something for a while? You're going out every night?
No!
No!
It wasn't a limo. Someone who went with us was a limo driver.
Oh,
and we're like, hey, you want to drive? We'll have to take four cars unless you want to drive your limo.
Yeah, let's do it. So the age where you would rather...
sound pompous as hell. It wasn't.
Pompous.
Prefer sleep to partying. The age is... that boy's on to something.
49.
It is 32.
32.
Yeah, so these people at the age of 32 are likely to turn down plans as they begin after 9 p.m. or before 7:36. I mean,
good Lord.
I remember when I lived in California, like, nobody went out until after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that was the rule. I'm like, now it's way too late. You're not going to get us.
I mean.
No.
Not on, I've said this for years, too, and I have to let people, like, you know, friends and such know, like, I usually ain't, you know, Friday night's not the night.
I'm tired on Fridays. Yeah.
You know, like, Friday night's, Saturday night, if we want to put in the, you know, that's the night.
You see the same people going downtown, too. Shout out to the math teacher and the other lady who was always topless. Sloshed by 11:30 on the queue.
Again, that's been a long time ago. And I was actually thinking about somebody the other day. I'll share with you off the air. And I was like, oh, I wonder what they're up to. And I was like, oh, my God. I looked them up. They're gone.
Oh, they're no longer with us.
All right, I'll tell you off the air.
So
I was like, oh, man, that sucks. That's crazy. That sucks.
Yeah.
That's when
I'll turn my hat backwards in remembrance of.
Boy, you're not far off of who we're talking about there. That's strange. It's not, I don't want to, like, remember them on the radio, but.
God bless. Rest in peace. All right, well.
I don't want to say the names of somebody you didn't like, and then you would then disparage them, and then it'd be sad.
Oh, I want to know. Yeah, I definitely want to know who it is now.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. we will at some point. Let's say we can do that at about set. Paige, you get your words together ready?
Have you got them done?
Jeez.
Wow, look at that. I've been prepping.
See, that's going to be part of the fun is seeing what words you chose. okay, so we do about halfway through 7 o'clock, like 7:25. And then at 8:25, mark this on your calendars.
Put in your notes or whatever.
And smoke it. A mystery guest. Before everybody texts in, oh, who's it going to be? Is it Jeh? Is Jeh going to call in and talk about the race? Jeh?
Huh?
I heard somebody the other day referencing Jeremy Clements, Jug, and they call him Jeh.
Jeh.
J-U-H. Jeh.
Jeh.
It's someone who's never been on this show before. Oh. So it's going to be very exciting.
It's going to be Tony.
Who?
It's going to be Senior Jug.
Oh, Tony Clements. No member of the Clements family. The ghost of Roberto Clemente will join us later. Good morning, everyone. Not him either.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.